Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to P4B Real Talk. You know that it's got to be a special show. We're already giggling before we even get started. So you know what's what. This program is sponsored by P4P Muscle, the number one drug-free sponsorship in the world. If you are a drug-free athlete and are looking in the world, if you are a drug-free athlete and are looking for a solid foundation to stand on, as well as a vehicle to drive your goals like a Mack truck through ice cream, check us out at check us out at P4PMuscle.com. And now let's talk. I am Desiree Fletcher, and he is Kalen Patterson. And together we are P4P Real Talk. Yes, he is. And tonight, Real Talk. And tonight we are going to get on. We're going to try not and be so silly, but we are going to get on with some more Real Talk, because this is it's a shorter show tonight, but it's a recap show, and we are going to try and get caught up on all of the listener questions and natty happenings that we just haven't gotten to on our previous shows. So hope you're listening. Hang in there with us. And if we don't cover a question that you've had, please resend it to us, because we do want to address it. So keep us honest and just keep reminding us if we don't touch on it.
Right.
But, right. If you remember, we had industry veteran Jim Evans on with us a couple of shows
ago. Wow.
And we, it was quite the show. It was quite the show. It almost lives up to the show we had on Tuesday, when we heard all these really great anecdotal stories about Kalen. So if you didn't tune in for that, you're going to want to look for the Pro-Yo
Avocado
show in the archives and check it out. But very close second to that was Jim Evans, and we were talking about athletes who compete in natural shows, but they're not really natural for one reason or another, and then they end up, and they end up getting caught, and they end up getting banned. Whose responsibility is that, and is the sport, are promoters too wishy-washy with how they handle athletes that get caught?
That's a tough topic.
Yeah, for sure. Very tough. And so we had a pretty straightforward conversation, agreed on a lot of points.
Oh, he doesn't cut corners. He did not cut corners. My goodness. Wow. And I know you like that, because it's really big for you, because you like to hear the real talk. And I'm talking to Dad about this as well, but she wants the nitty-gritty, because she does her research and background better than some of these government products.
Maybe so. So we had some questions left over from that show, and we are going to try and address those tonight. And if they bring more questions to mind, again, let us know. So one of the questions that we had was, keeping in mind the context of the interview with Jim Evans, is what keeps us from having a unified natural organization with actual complete WADA testing standards that can be done fully and correctly?
And that's,
so we addressed this a little bit on the show, but Kalen, why don't you expand on that a little bit?
Well, first, I'd like to say, listeners, thank you. I mean, these questions were so legit. I'm really enthused about you having such interest in the natural community, and the fact that you have so much research and checking in to make sure that the natural shows are actual natural shows and not just air quotes. So, big shout out to you guys for that. That's just awesome that you would come up with these questions and the detail that you engaged us in. So you really challenged both Dad and I, and we thank you for it, because, it's a big concern for us, and it's nice to know that it's a big concern for you as well. But the unification, I think Jim touched on that really well about pride and ego, and if the organizations don't do it, then it's got to come from another source. But that doesn't discount the fact that promoters are doing their best. And I think sometimes when people look at organizations, they just basically do the end-all, be-all, and everybody falls under that because they're in that organization. Trust me, there are plenty of promoters, there are plenty of people that support the promoters and promotion that know how to get a natural show. And when I say that, I'm talking about the ethics and the basic background of natural show from a natural community background, how we want it to go about. So it's not discounted. It's not basically overlooked. It's being addressed, but it's coming from the ground up and not the top down sometimes. And like I said, I'm not speaking for every organization, but I know from grassroots level, it's definitely being addressed, and there's plenty of promoters. And Des and I cover them. So please, if you don't know, then we have been having these awesome, wonderful promoters that do basically everything they can to possibly and financially to make a natural show happen. So if you want more natural shows, then support natural promoters. And, I mean, that's basically what it comes down to. You want them to put their money where their mouth is. You put your money where your mouth is and support them the best way you know how. And the thing I always said, even if you're not competing, show up. If there's a natural show with a solid promoter, now hear me when I say this, if there's a natural show with a solid promoter and you know this man or woman or husband and wife or whoever, bust their butt to make these shows happen and basically address the needs of the natural athlete, then show up and support them. I mean, because there's all kinds of posts about every other organization, and you're happy to join on the bandwagon with that. And I challenge our listeners to basically show up and promote the natural shows just like the way we do. I mean, if you want true natural community, then support it where it becomes a community.
Yeah, true. And so, and just to circle back around and to tag on what he was saying, agree, disagree, think about it, A. And then B, so Jim Evans did touch on this topic a little bit, and, you know, he said pride and ego was one of the main factors that the organizations, and we're talking organizations at higher level, not individual promoters, maybe it exists at the promoter level as well, but at the umbrella level, they're just not getting along for whatever reason. So don't have a solid answer for that. But then if it doesn't happen at the organization level, then there is another route that it can happen, and that's A, if the promoters step up, so do support them, as Kaylin suggested, and B, through the athletes themselves. A, by making sure that you're bringing to the sport what you say you are bringing to the sport, and B, make your voices heard. If you want more stringent testing, if you want more verification from the promoters that they are doing everything in their power to make sure that their contests are on the up and up and they are, you know, following all of the guidelines that they could be, should be, then let them know. You guys, you have a powerful voice as competitors. So use it and use it to the benefit of the sport. Support natural bodybuilding as it should be supported. So a couple of thoughts there. And as I said, tonight's a shorter show, so we're going to move on to the next question a little bit. But again, if you got a follow-up question, let us know. We're going to come back to it on another show, if not this one. Okay, so second question, Kaylin. This is a two-part question. If certain naturals are failing drug tests, why are they still considered naturals in other organizations? And if an organization accepts a cheater who has failed, aren't the organizations cheating as well?
That's a very solid question. And like I said, big shout-out to the people that basically ask these questions, because if it's on your mind, it's on plenty of people's mind. And, yes, I don't understand why cheaters are allowed to compete, because cheaters aren't competitors, let's be honest about that. You can hashtag that. And basically, if the organization is throwing it under the rug because, you know, they're bringing somebody into the seats to basically pay a ticket, then they're just as wrong. And it's shameful. And if stuff like that is going on and Des and I find out about it, we'll be sure to address it. If not publicly, we'll definitely be sending word out to get confirmation. And, you know, there's a way in Scripture that we're told to go about addressing things like this, and it's basically walking it up a ladder until you basically get to the solution or the truth or both. So I agree, I wholeheartedly agree that cheaters should not be allowed to basically jump ship, as they say, and compete in another natural show. But I'm saying some of these natural shows aren't really natural to begin with. So basically, if we can basically herd them all into one spot, knowing it's not a natural organization, then why not let them get there and let them deal with the shame of finding out that, you know, you are bogus? Because that's what it comes down to. You're cheating basically just to get these people out there so you can get your tickets paid or get your sales or whatever, and that the trophy's not even worth its weight in anything. So I don't like it. I don't agree with it. I like when we had Shane on, we know it's happened. So, you know, we're not going to sit there and turn a blind eye. But like you said, you know, we have to do better. Like they're just saying, until you start calling people out, we know who's local. You know, like everybody in a region isn't always from the region. I know the natural competitors travel a great deal to compete. And, you know, that now it's getting where we don't have to travel as far, but there still is some travel involved. But because we're not from that region, we might not get all the gist of what exactly happened. But there are people that are there, and if you, like Des saying, if you stay silent, then this just keeps stirring, and it basically does nothing. Des?
Yeah, and so I would just say to that question, part of the reason why if someone gets caught cheating in one organization and they're not considered cheating in another is because, again, it's we haven't come together as an organization to agree on what testing standards are going to be put in place. Every show can be a little bit different, and so that's why you get the slippery slope from one organization to another. Even though technically, in my opinion, if you get caught in one organization, you shouldn't be allowed to jump over to another one and compete, because we all know there hasn't been enough time for that substance to get out of your system just to jump from one organization to another, just 1 year back-to-back or what have you. So, and it's still a crapshoot as to if that organization is going to call you out and find you as a cheater too for the same drug. You just don't know. Or supplement, I should say. I won't call it a drug.
It is a drug, but
if that supplement was laced with something incorrectly and you got banned in one organization, you know, you're just continuing the downward spiral or cycle of competing knowing you probably shouldn't, and then taking away that opportunity from someone who did everything to make sure
most
that they weren't taking something that was banned. You're taking that opportunity away from them and knowingly doing it because you were already caught once. So, but that's why I realize I got off on a tangent with my opinion there. But that's why athletes that get caught in one organization may not necessarily be seen as unnatural in another. And yes, if an organization accepts a cheater who has failed, even though there's that gray area, I guess, quote-unquote, slippery slope, yeah, I think they are cheating also. So, again, you know, do your homework. We've said this in multiple shows. Always do your homework. Don't be gullible, because we do like to be gullible. We like to believe the best in everybody. Most of us do anyway. I know I do. And so, you know, we get into the habit of taking things at face value instead of looking into it. So definitely do that. Are you eating candy bars over there? What are you doing?
No, I am not. I am actually taking my P4P supplement.
Oh, is that what you're doing? Okay.
Yes.
Well, thank you for sharing that moment with us. Which P4P supplement are you taking?
Getting ready to take my alter ego. I've been taking glutamine ahead. You know. We're not even getting started.
So everyone,
we're actually going to cover that.
Hold on to your hat. If Kaylin's about to take his alter ego, we're going to be in for something really special. Unless the show ends before it kicks in. Okay, so back to business. Back to business while you're mixing drinks over there. Back to business.
Okay.
Okay, next question. What is the time limit to actually clean out a system to where a caught individual really can be considered a natural again?
Now this, I've done a little bit of research, And I found something very surprising because, you know, people think once you take steroids, it's always in your system. That is not true.
Yep.
That
nope.
is a myth.
Nope.
Yeah, it basically, if it's an outside source, the only thing basically strengthening that is the outside source. And there's a lot of drawbacks to having that because basically men lose their ability to produce testosterone, and that's why so many are on this low T, HRT stuff, and having to take it because they basically abuse their bodies to the point they will no longer produce it on its own. And that's even down to the creatine, where it won't even be absorbed into the body. And I'm really surprised by that. So once again, great question. My goodness. But basically, once you stop, you start depleting immediately because that's the only thing that's giving you that that I don't want to say benefit because it's so harmful to the body, but that boost you might feel. It's almost like saying, well, I don't know if you've ever seen the research on cocaine, where basically you have to keep taking it the rest of your life because your brain is so damaged from, you know, the cells that are basically ruined. So you got to keep on destroying your brain just to think like you normally think, and that's a sad way to look at life. Well, it's the same thing with steroids when or, you know, the growth hormone, is that it just keeps going down, and it worsens. It's like you become addicted to it because you can no longer function without it. So the person that does it, within a year, is basically physically. Now here's the thing: you got physical, you got psychological. You become physically dependent on it, and you also become psychologically dependent on it, because you no longer see yourself as a normal image without it. Now think on that, and I know we've seen posts about the people that get these synthol injections. And you wonder, how can they do that? Well, it's the same thing with a steroid user, just not as obvious that quickly. So in a year's time, you will be less than what you started because, like I said, your body's already not producing the amount you had. But also, you're basically cleaned out. I think the ban for the 7 years is the psychological stance on it because people – once they start cheating, it mentally you have to step away from that. And it's almost like an Alcoholics Anonymous where you got to, you know, do the stages and steps or you don't become completely successful. Because you don't, you know, people say, well, I'm not smoking anymore. But that doesn't take away the mental aspect of what to do with that time. Because, you know, this is what got me through the day is that nicotine. But now you don't have the nicotine. What stages are you putting in place, the steps you're putting in place to get away from that? So that one's a tricky one. I thought the 7 year ban was basically how long the 7 to 3 year ban or whatever they got, you know, dependent on the organization. Like Dad was saying, it's different.
Yep.
But it's a year's time to where your body can fully recover from the damage you've done. And I do say that correctly. You have damaged your body whether you accept it or not. For anybody that's out there thinking, well, I got away with it. No, you didn't even get by. You basically just lessened your life by that much. But anyway, there is a recovery time. You can recover. You will be debilitated because of, you know, depending on the amount that you use. But it's usually generally in a year's time where they basically say that can be cleaned out of your system. Still not
So that question there could be that aspect of the answer, you know, some would probably debate, but it is true. It depending on the organization and again the substance that you were banned for, the time span varies. So you know, you just have to do your homework organization to organization to figure that out. And if Kaylin and I get motivated enough to check out every organization, that we can think of.
Well, I can tell you that
that'll be a good post on Midwest Muscle for us to put out there for the listeners to check up on.
Because the standard is 7 years in the organization that you're caught, and the lower end is 3 years, which is a little confusing. But like Des said, we're going to have to do our research and contact the president and find out. You know, that's something we'll do our homework just like you guys are doing.
We'll do what's what. We'll be sure to share, and we will share on Midwest Muscle. So if you haven't liked that page on Facebook, be sure to do that. Check us out, and it may take us a little bit, but we will definitely get to it. Another area that was pretty hotly debated. Well, yeah, I'll say hotly. Not during the podcast, but a lot of conversation following is for athletes that get caught. Are promoters being too soft on them? Should they be exposed and their name shared, or should they just promoters silently go about their business and not share the names? Thoughts on that?
Mine would be basically to address the individual, because if you have a cheater, a lot of people say, you know, burn them at the stake, you know, kill them, whatever. And I think that's basically just that's American culture, is that, you know, you just bury them as hard as you can and whatever. But I've always been of how to help the person, because to me, it's like you have physically sick and you got psychologically sick. There's something wrong with the cheater. And whether people understand that or not, you know, that's neither here nor there for me, because I've seen the after effects of all the damage that happens to the people they are involved with and the people they know. So I like to fix the individual first. So, you know, with basically putting somebody on blast, that's basically like I said, there's steps to do it, and I would take the steps of addressing that to the person, letting the organizations know this person did whatever. And if they, you know, they try to jump ship, then you basically got to say, you know, well, we had the restraints on and you wouldn't help us, so we got to just basically put you out. So it would be a step process for me personally, where you would deal with the person, let them know what happened, because like Des said, sometimes, and there's a lot of people that answer and say, you know, I had bad product, but they know from the get-go that it's not bad product that they did. They actually took the stuff and they wanted it to work just exactly as it did. But then there's actual people that did not know. I mean, because this sport is still underground in a lot of areas. And, you know, you do have that local gym rat that basically, you know, gets that word of advice from another gym rat about competition. And they do it, not knowing even what a natural show, you know, brings about. So for that person, it would be nice to walk them through instead of having them basically shamed in front of the world, because social media is so harsh and so brutal. And the fact that somebody's life is already messed up is bad enough, but to watch them down to basically either suicide or self-hurt is not something I want to contemplate, especially when you think about a sport of natural bodybuilding.
I'm a little bit torn on the whole topic,
mm-hmm.
because I get what you're saying and I can relate to that, but for the blatant offenders, the purposeful offenders who knowingly step on stage saying they're natural when they know that they are not, I don't have as much compassion for those individuals.
I
think they should be. Their names should be shared to deter other individuals who think like them from doing it. I've seen it handled. Go ahead.
Can I clarify that? I agree with exactly what you're saying, because here's what I mean. There are certain known drugs that are just unmistakable. I mean, let's be honest. They are unmistakable for being a banned substance. Then there's some that, you know, if you don't know the label and if you don't know WADA standards or WADA testing, if you haven't done your homework, it can slip through the cracks. And those are the people I'm concerned about. So I was doing an overall, but if we're going to go down to specifics, I say, hell yeah, you go ahead and blow the hell out of them. Like there's certain things like clenbuterol, anabolic, anything. Anything that's a steroid derivative, you already know. So you don't buy that over the market. And like I said, there's certain ones that I've checked. They have nothing close to what there's no way you could mistake it for being a supplement. And those are the ones where I say, well, then just put them under it. Because as soon as you read it, you already know. Like the one that got caught in Texas with the clenbuterol. You're not getting that in any supplement. They could not put it in the correct form for it to be useful. And for it to pop on a test means you definitely knew exactly what you were doing. So by all means, you know, get them because they knew going in. I'm screwing the pooch, and I don't care. And like I said, some people, well, what we were talking about prior to the show, Des and I, we have good conversation before the show, and we apologize for that, but it's just, this is one of the things we talked about, is that people that are cheating know good and well when they start, I'm going to cheat. And no matter what, no one else matters, nobody else is concerned, I don't care about anyone else, all I want is that trophy. Then by all means, get them. You know, get them and shame them because they basically took something that didn't belong to them. And it's when you have a person that's put in the time, put in the work, and put in the effort, and then to have that ripped from them because somebody knowing it went in through the gate, knowing it, said, this is going to happen by hook or crook because I want that first place trophy. Then, all right, you got to get them. Because like that says, if not, then you're basically just aiding, you're basically helping them cheat.
And there you have it. So we are pretty close to being out of time. So this is a topic that we will continue to be talking about throughout the year, not necessarily in this format or years, I should say. Hopefully we're going to last longer than the end of this year. So, you know, we'll keep up with it. But, you know, some of you might be asking, well, how do I know what it is that I'm taking, you know, because we've also had interviews or discussions about when manufacturers aren't 100% transparent on what they're putting in to their product.
Mm-hmm.
One recommendation is to go to NSF.org and search for NSF-certified dietary supplements. Any supplements that are on this list, you are safe with. You don't have to wonder. You don't have to guess. Is it laced with something that I could get caught with later unknowingly? Based on what I understand and the information that I've received and the research that I looked at, that answer is no. If you take an NSF-certified product, you are good to go. So that is one place that you can start, NSF.org. And the other is, you know, be sure you're asking a lot of questions. Be sure you're talking to, you know, the sales reps that are selling you products. If they can't explain to you 100% of what's in a product or what a proprietary blend is or what have you, then you need to ask why. And if they can't answer that, then you need to take a step back, no matter how much you like the taste, no matter how much you like the product, and really think about, do you want to continue with that if you are unsure? A lot of you have been competing for a long time. You have your products you love. You've never had a problem with them before. You're probably good. But, you know, on the off chance that you're not comfortable, don't do it. There are options out there. So just some more food for thought on that. Kaylin, I think we're going to have to talk about Oh Shucks on Tuesday.
I think so. You know, these shows are really good, but, you know, in order to answer the questions correctly, Dez doesn't like to sugarcoat or shortchange the listeners, and I, you, obviously, you know, I don't either. So we do apologize, and, you know, if anything, the Ivy Potter show should have been a good example that, you know, we had plenty of things to do in our personal lives, but because the show needed the answers that needed to be done, we stuck it out. And I hope everyone understands that we're not basically doing cliffhangers. That's not our intent. We're basically trying to answer questions, because these are some awesome questions. I'm just blown away that you guys even took the time to get that detailed about it. I was really surprised. So, you know, thank you again, and I'll hand it back to Deb.
And we just want to say have a magnificent 4th of July holiday.
Oh, yes.
May
yes.
you be blessed. May you be blessed with safe travels and, you know, whoever you're with, friends, family, work acquaintances, snickerdoodle, that you are just in good spirits and that, you know, you're able to enjoy the day and everything
well, then,
that it represents.
Can you give the discount information before we end the show?
Yes, so, well, yeah, so, oh, shucks, there is, oh, my gosh, you would ask me that, Kaylin. There is
yes.
a temporary discount on that through July 4th, so order the product,
yes.
and you can get an additional 15% off if you catch up with your favorite P4P athlete and use their discount
Maybe.
Code. So, Kaylin, your discount code is?
Kaylin.
Kaylin, and my discount code is Hazel May, HAZELMAE, two words. So,
that's sweet. That's cute.
So if you don't know any other P4P athletes right offhand, feel free to use ours and get that extra discount.
Oh.
So anyway, thanks so much for joining in, and have a great 4th of July. If your body is a temple, let's build it.
Take a doodle, oh shucks.